have a theory. It's going to take a minute to get to. You ready? How long has Mike Tomlin been a head coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Probably don't know off the top of your head. I know off the top of my head. I'll tell you.
18 years.
18 years. There you go. That's right. There were children born in a graduated high school, and they've only known one head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is incredible when you think about it. How long of that time do we talk about Cowher being a head coach again in the NFL? Anyway, I have a theory I'd like to share with you. Mike Tomlin, he spoke yesterday, correct? Correct. And Mike Tomlin, he talked about Nick Chubb, called him Mr. Chubb, talked about Myles Garrett, but also had this to say about Steeler fans on the road.
We've been really fortunate in road game environments this year in terms of the support of our fans and their ability to acquire tickets, man, D.C., Atlanta, Vegas, Denver, etc. I don't know that that's going to happen in Cleveland. I know as a collective, we better be prepared for a hostile environment, the dog pound, etc.
Well, you see, you say that, but Owen took a look at the market before the show today. What's the cheapest ticket you saw? Do you know the cheapest ticket off the top of your head?
We can't just say
it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes, it's true.
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
That market, which on Sunday, right after the Saints game and the Steelers had not yet beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
That market was at $91. Currently, that is with fees. Currently, you can get into the building for $65 with fees.
$65 including the fees.
Yes.
So am I looking at on That's the other price. Site? I know which site you're looking at. I'm looking on the other site.
Okay.
And they're all $34, $42, $43, wow. $44, $45.
$4.
And I imagine the same will happen on that one. I imagine just because the weather too, I think is going to be a big part of it. I think Browns fans were selling their tickets. They were open for business start of the week. Because they're very frustrated. They don't want to go support what is going on right now. Certainly what they saw in the fourth quarter. I mean, maybe it's a different scenario if the Browns, you know, keep it tight or actually win that game against the Saints. But it went the opposite way in the fourth, and I think that that and the weather probably don't want to sit with a bunch of Steeler fans. The Steelers are 8-2.
Yeah.
They probably don't want to sit and try to watch a game with a bunch of Steeler fans. So that's not for everybody. That atmosphere, some people love that. Some people have Steeler fans in their life, and they probably go to these games all the time and see them in their row or whatever, and so they get up for it. It's getting up for the fight, the figurative fight. But this week, when your team's not showing the fight, do you really want to get up for the fight?
I love confrontations, and I love awkward. But no, I agree with you. I would not want to be like the 537 boys. I don't know. Do Steeler fans go venturing in the 537?
I would not advise being in the 537 if you're wearing black and gold.
Because if you are a Browns fan still sitting in the 537, there is a big, big, big... You are there and you are dedicated. It is a blood oath, my friend, if you're in the 537. But this is my theory. Tomlin's been around 18 years. And in Tomlin's time, he's had at least, what, seven head coaches coach against him for the Cleveland Browns?
Jeez. Sounds about right.
Now, the Browns have preached patience. Patience. I think he smells blood in the water. He knows Kevin Stefanski's been a coach that's beaten him in the playoffs, that has actually split the series here over the last few years. It's usually been 1-1. I know we lost to Duck Hodges a couple years ago, but you know we've beaten them. And I think that Mike Tomlin sees an opportunity because the Browns are 2-8. And the vibes, the culture, it's not good. Everything about it is down. Everything about it is ugly. People want to get into the Cavs, which we will get into the Cavs. We got the biggest game of the year coming up tonight. We will get into the Cavs soon, I promise. It is not lost on us. But do you think there's a thing where he goes, all right, that owner's going to be at this stadium on Thursday. If we roll them up and we got our whole fan base in their stadium waving their towels, you think he might squeeze the trigger?
I've seen.
You think that Mike Tomlin might be thinking about that in the back of his head, going, you know, if we put them out of their misery and we snuff them out Friday morning, he might get, because before Mike Tomlin was able to roll over every Browns coach you had, except for like they lost one game to Mike Pettine. Other than that, they just would just roll over us.
Right. But yeah, 2019 was split, and then Stefanski comes in 2020, split. Then they win the playoff game, so Stefanski's got the early edge.
Yes.
Steelers fire back in 21. That's Big Ben's final year. They actually win both of those games. Both were competitive. 22 and 23 splits.
So this is the only Browns coach that's kind of been somewhat of a thorn in his side.
Sure. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He smells the blood in the water and goes, I can make that owner do something. I can make that owner make a decision here and get this guy away from me. Do you think that that might be a possibility? He thinks about the entire thing, man.
Yeah.
He thinks about the entire scenario.
Now, if you're asking me, is there a possibility Stefanski really loses his job after this week, I would say no. I do not think that's going to happen.
Now, I would hope not, but I said if they make the decision, well, then you want to make the decision sooner than later because you got Mike Vrabel there, but of course you have to go through all the steps of hiring a new head coach in the NFL, which there are multiple steps to that.
Even at an interim level?
Could you make him the interim head coach and then just name it? I don't know. These are steps beyond I want to take.
Yeah, I still, and by the way, we didn't really talk about it a lot yesterday. I know some people saw, when they go back and look at our chapters, it says everybody's getting fired on the chapter. I mean,
is that what you wrote, Mitch? Everybody's getting fired?
I think the conclusion is that what it is?
Yes.
No, Mitch is under the weather, so we've decided to take matters into our own hands.
Yes.
Spot on, Lima.
It's finally,
where
I had some support.
Did you find that?
Good morning, guys.
So I
go
thought,
Cavs.
I thought that's right. See, Mitch knows what time it is today.
Cavs coming up soon.
Yeah, we will get there.
I agree, Ken.
We thought AI would be bad. This is some good stuff.
And it technically hasn't taken his job yet.
No, he's doing a great job.
He's still here.
Yeah, Mitch is doing a great job.
Mitch,
I disagree.
Is your voice okay today, Mitch? Did you you rebound?
No.
So you had to listen to the final segment.
Oh, man, everybody's not feeling good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of hitting us one by one. So I think there's an inevitability that if they like lose out, yes, everybody is probably going to lose their jobs. There's probably going to be a house cleaning.
If they lose out.
Yeah, if they lose out. But losing this game, I do not think. I would actually, even though the Haslams are the owners and we know how things happen, and I know it's going to be a very, very ugly scene if they lose that game and the weather's not going to be good. It's going to be a perfect storm, so to speak. I do not think he's getting fired if they lose that game. I would be surprised.
Now, you're saying you or the owner?
I'm saying I would be surprised
if
he lost his job. And furthermore, I also think...
I would be surprised as well, to be honest with you.
I also actually don't think Vrabel would be the interim. I don't think he would want to do it. I think it's a bad time to take over a football team. And so do you want that stain on you? If, like, Vrabel were to take over next week and they lost out, then we wouldn't
you think
want
it stains him.
Yeah, because our fans would all of a sudden they'd be like, "Are we sure about Vrabel?" That would already happen. They're like, "You know, he did get run out of his last job. Are we absolutely positive?"
I don't know. I've seen enough to think Lima that
makes
he
a
gets
great
a
point.
Free pass for the rest of the year, no matter what happens.
But Lima makes a great point. As long as that, as long as interim is next to his name, it's always like a trial run. Like it's like a 90-day onboarding. Like, well, are you sure? You sure you want to make this person?
Well, they can't make him the official head coach yet. I mean, that's
right. Yeah. I just think Owen already now he'll have a record, and it's not going to be good. They're going to be underdogs in all these games. The bottom could fall out with some of the veterans, and even if Rabel's there, like, what do some of these older guys think? Like, that aren't going to be here in the future? Are they really going to care? Are they going to put it all out there on the line? Like, I could see a scenario. Now there's the other scenario, which is they win a bunch of games and then it's perfect. It's obvious.
I just also don't see a scenario where Mike Vrabel is working with the current front office and everything like that. Like, that's another part to it as well. Like, you can name him the interim head coach all you want, but like if you had plans to make him the long-term guy, then I'm sorry. Like, and I want it to work out with Andrew. I just don't know if it's going to, and that would be another conversation that you have to have. Like, But I go back to when John Dorsey was hired halfway through the... I think it was hired in December.
Yes.
John Dorsey was hired in December.
Remember what he... famous to this show. You remember what he did immediately.
He started, me borrow a book.
Which book was it?
It was...
it's about Minnesota football?
No. It was...
it'll take you 14 months to read.
Was it a... look, no, hold on. I know the
book. So he went in the locker room. You remember, Dorsey started hanging out in the locker room. It was a brilliant move.
They brought him in after Thanksgiving.
Yes, just for him to be there to feel it. And, you know, there's optics involved too, but all of a sudden he started talking to everybody. He started measuring everybody up. You know, kind of taking inventory of, all right, who's here? But beyond the talent, because we can see the talent on the tape. Like, what are these guys really thinking? What is this really like? And now Vrabel's already been there. I also do wonder, I mean, have you seen the odds to become the next Dallas Cowboys head coach?
No, what are the odds?
Mike Vrabel is the leader. It goes Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick, Brian Flores, Lane Kiffin, Deion Sanders, Joe Brady, Cliff Kingsbury. Anyway, Vrabel is number one on that list, and it's just an offshore sports book, okay? But the fact that Vrabel is there, I mean, do we think there's a chance that Jerry Jones in the last 2 weeks has already established contact with his agent?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't that make sense too?
Yeah, true.
Doesn't have to talk to Vrabel, but this is going to be, I don't know if arms race probably isn't the term. This is going to be the mad dash to try to figure out where Vrabel is going to be next year and how many owners, you know, we're mentioning two of them that could be interested in Haslam and Jerry Jones, but there certainly could be others.
It was a Walter Camp book, if I'm not mistaken, and it had all the outlines of football. It was amazing. It was a very nice book. I mean, it was like
Walter Football?
No, it was not Walter Football. It was by Walter Camp. For the love of God. Anyway, I'm sorry. I was looking up that book and I totally lost track of what you were saying.
That
Mike Vrabel could end up being in Dallas?
Yeah, he is going to be a big ticket item for a number of owners.
Yeah. And that's why, like, to me, money's money. Like, I don't know. If Jerry Jones wants to offer him $300 million, then what are you going to do? But I think.
Our owners got money too.
But you could always say, like, well, our roster's better, this and the other. Like, he's going to have to choose which mess he wants to coach. All of them are messy situations, you know, in Vrabel's, one way or the other.
You know Vrabel's agent is, right?
Who?
Northeast Ohio's own, Neil Kornrich. Want me to text him?
No. He's
still supposed to send me gear.
No.
Neil, I'm size. I think the hoodies, I might be a large now, but everything else is medium.
Don't text him.
NC Sports.
Okay, everybody, if the Browns lose on Thursday, then you can call Lima on Friday and tell him to text Neil Kornrich.
I mean, I know where he goes out. I know his hotspots.
I know. Don't go texting Neil Kornrich or running him down, all right? Just hold on. Turn the music off. Turn the music off. No, turn it down.
No,
you're turning it up.
Went the wrong way. The dial's wrong.
Lima, we were at the Keepers Foundation.
Miss Mark. Yeah,
Come on. Give him a chance. And give him a chance here.
There's still time to turn it around.
He's a good person.
There is still time to
turn
it around.
There's time to turn it around. Well, I mean, there's time. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Now, sometimes the charities stay in the city. They don't always go with the coach.
It is called the Keepers Foundation.
not the Takers.
Not the Leavers.
Not the Leavers.
Okay, don't call it. Don't call Neil Kornrich yet. Stop your jokes. Knock it off.
Yes.
Did you hear Scott? Stop it in there. Did you hear Scott Petrak yesterday?
I did.
And then he wrote an article about not firing Kevin Stefanski.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, there's the first. I didn't think Stefanski would need a full-fledged defense. I thought his body of work spoke for itself. Clearly, clearly with a lot of fans, they don't care about a body of work. They're just looking at what's their record right now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, wait until Friday before you go texting Neil Kornrich, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, ticket price is down to $34 to get in. Does that not include fees?
I don't believe that includes fees.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Tack on some fees, but by the end of the week.
You're in, you're in
Neil
for $50.
Those.
You're in for $50. There you go. All right.